You're tuned into a special edition of Beltway Beef, official commentary from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Policy Division here in Washington, D.C. I'm Chase Adams. We're talking with Scott Yeager, NCBA Environmental Council. And Scott, today the Sixth Judicial Circuit in Texas, the Court of Appeals, stayed the EPA and Army Corps' WOTUS rule. Tell me, what effect does this stay have on implementation of the rule?
The effect of the stay will prevent the EPA and the Army Corps from implementing the rule across the country. So all 50 states, the rule is no longer in effect until a later time, until this court decides the jurisdictional issue, which will probably be in November.
And jurisdictional issue has been a big concern here, as we have many, many states, I believe well over 20 lawsuits filed nationwide, one of which in the Sixth Circuit, the NCBA and Public Lands Council are also involved in. So there's a lot of cases out there, and jurisdiction, where those cases should be heard and if they should be combined, is still in question.
That's right. So there's a whole lot of different cases, like you said. I think there's about 19 different litigation coalitions that are suing the rule, and we're one of those groups. And this is a great decision. We're going to have the rule stayed until a later time, so that means you don't need to worry about it just yet. We can let these lawsuits play out and figure out what is the correct court to hear the case in. And in the meantime, you don't really need to worry about it too much. It's kind of status quo of what the law of the land has been before the WOTUS rule.
And in a 2-1 ruling by this 3-judge panel for the Court of Appeals, they cited some language that seems very favorable to the case against the EPA and the Army Corps.
The court made some pretty interesting statements that we think are very helpful. The court said that it's likely that the states and the other petitioners that are suing against the rule are likely to win on the merits of their case. So they're saying that we're making a pretty good case that the rule is overreach, and that we're also making a pretty good case that the rule failed on procedural grounds, specifically with those certain foot distances that are in the final rule. Those were never put out for public comment. You have to do that. So the court actually put some pretty good stuff out there that gives us a hopeful preview that we have a chance of winning this thing long term.
Thanks, Scott. You've been listening to Beltway Beef. We hope to see you at the 2016 Cattle Industry Convention, NCBA Trade Show, January 27th to the 29th in San Diego, California. But in the meantime, until we meet again, eat beef and check us out online at beltwaybeef.com or visit beefusa.org.